Hey everybody, we're here at the Mix Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada, and this is it. This is the news you've been waiting for. Everybody's talking about Windows Phone 7 series, and I've got the man, Charlie Kindle, here with me, and we're going to sort of go over the big announcements that they gave today at the keynotes. I'm going to let you just kick it off. What's hot for Windows Phone 7 series?
So what we announced in the keynote this morning was about the developer tools for Windows Phone.
Important.
Previously, starting at Mobile World Congress, where we really started talking about it till now, we've talked about some aspects of the app platform, but not a lot of details around the tools. And This morning we announced a couple really big things around the tooling.
Are you giving them some goodies?
I'm giving some real goodies. The first is we built a version of Visual Studio 2010 Express explicitly for Windows Phone.
Wow.
We built a version of Expression Blend specifically for Windows Phone. We have XNA Game Studio for Windows Phone. We talked a little bit about that at GDC last week.
We did, yeah.
And we have a new Windows Phone emulator that is part of those tools for being able to do development and testing even if you don't have a phone.
Now, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Sure.
What's the learning curve on something like, you say a new version of Visual Studio, a new version of Expression. Is it the same? Will people be able to adapt to it naturally and quickly?
Exactly. It is a subset of those programs specifically targeting Windows Phone development. And so all the skills that you have using any of those tools.
So you should be able to pick
forward.
It up right away.
That's right.
And start developing for Windows Phone 7.
So that's all good. That's great news.
Yeah.
The Expression Blend one is one that I think people have may not have guessed that we were doing. But a bigger piece of news about all of that is we're also taking all those tools and we've packaged them together in a single download that developers can download and install on their workstations, and they get all those tools in one package.
Simple.
Simple. So then the next
How
piece.
How much?
Oh, that's exactly the
How
next
much,
piece.
How Charlie? Much,
Charlie? Zero. We are making all these tools available to developers free in a single download. And then the next big piece of news is that a CTP, a preview of all of that, is available today for download from developer.windowsphone.com.
Yeah.
So you can go to that URL right now and download that package.
Right.
Put it on your machine, your workstation, install it, and you will have Visual Studio. You'll be able to target the emulator and start building Windows Phone applications today.
Wow, so you guys are really sort of devoted to the developers here. I mean, you really want people building apps.
We are, and we started the project really thinking about a developer experience.
Nice.
How can we enable developers to have a great developer experience that goes in complement with this fantastic end user experience we've enabled in Windows Phone 7 series?
I do love the end user experience.
I do too.
I'm not a developer, but I like the bells and whistles of the toy. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. And is there anything else that you want to get out there? Because these are the developers that are watching right now.
Well, we haven't. While we've talked about some aspects of the app platform and what's available, we've talked about the fact that it is Silverlight and XNA are two key components. We haven't really exposed a lot of the details about what the actual APIs are and how the system works. And in all the sessions that we're running here at Mix this week, we have 12 dedicated sessions on Windows Phone development. And in those sessions, we're pulling the covers back on the details of all of those things, how the app model works, how you interact with UI on the system, what the controls are, how security is done. We have a deep dive into some architecture.
We have a
design session on how to build apps that look like the rest of the phone using this beautiful Metro design language that we've created.
Sort of everything you could want to know as a developer. You're just handing them all the tools they could need.
That's right.
To do the best that they can do in terms of developing apps.
We have a long ways to go. We're at this preview mode where we're giving our first preview out to developers. And we have a long ways to go, we know, in terms of making sure that we really make robust samples and really flush out the documentation. And there's definitely going to probably be bugs in what we have.
It happens.
Here. Exactly. So, if you saw the keynote this morning.
I did. I might have been in it.
Me too.
Don't leave me hanging.
those demos that we showed running on Windows Phone 7, those were all built using these tools.
Yeah.
And they were built in really a short amount of time. We gave those developers basically 3 weeks ago was the first time they got access. So all that stuff that people built happened in that short amount of time.
So it's a testament to sort of what you can do with these tools in a short time span.
Extremely powerful, we see that, and extremely productive. And that's one of the core messages that we have around the platform.
Awesome. And now the sessions that you were talking about, you guys can watch them in their entirety if you go to live.visitmix.com. Plus, we'll also be posting the shortened versions for people like me with ADD who have not much of an attention span here on Channel 9. But basically, all the information you could want is available. And that's it. Thank you so much, Charlie. This is awesome.
Cool.
This
so just awesome. I'll do a plug for the website.
I think you should.
developer.windowsphone.com.
It's where to go. And I'm going to link to it right next to the video.
Right. We link to our blog off of there. You can follow me on Twitter at ckindle.
I do follow you,
I
by
follow
the way.
You.
Do you?
And you can follow the team at WP7Dev on Twitter. And there's a whole bunch of other people listed on my blog and others that you should follow.
Shout out your blog, too, because I do frequently check in on your blog. It's a lot of information. I mean, straight from the source, people.
blogs.msdn.com/ckindle.
ckindle.
Easy to find.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm going to let you get back to the party.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right.